let us stand and confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now will you join with me in prayer? Good and gracious God, we know that you are the God of all things, of all experiences, and of all newness. And yes, Lord, we are scared at times. We are scared of the transitions. We are scared of the new spaces that you call us to. But Lord, we know that you are with us, that you have gone before us, and will stand beside us in all of these new spaces and places. God, you are a God of missions, and you call us to witness to your love everywhere across the world. So today we just ask that you would lift up the people that are traveling to Ecuador this week. Give them a sense of your presence and a sense of your purpose so that they might be all that they need to be in you to share that love on that mission trip. And Lord, this week there is a gathering of all Lutherans from this area in Springfield at the convention. We just ask that you would be with Bishop Freiheit and all the staff, that the hundreds of people who will be meeting together might have your wisdom and your spirit to guide and direct them as they make decisions for this church. Lord, we thank you for the staff here at St. John's and for all the many things that they do to make this a special place to come and worship and learn about you. And God, we just ask that you would give them a measure of your love and peace and patience as they go about the work that you have called them to do, and help us to give them our best support, whatever it may be. Lord, you have blessed us, but there are also times of struggle and trial and trouble, which may become a blessing. But right now, there are some people that are struggling with illnesses, and we just ask that you would comfort all of the sick people, especially Brenda Rood, Norman Nelson, Steve Inglesby, Marilyn Rowe, Jerry Raishley, Eric Hellman, and Doris Decker, and those who have suffered the death of a loved one, the Nemi family. Please bring them all peace, Lord. We know that you are a God of new life and resurrection, so we thank you for that. God of wisdom, we give you thanks for all the people who are graduating this year. And talk about scary times and times of transition, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. But we just ask that your spirit would guide all of those who are making this transition, whether it be school or vocation, that they might know your will and know your truth and know your love most of all. So, Lord, we give you all of our prayers and all of our concerns, and we know that you hear us. We thank you for the blessings of your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Now be seated for the offering.